Well, this broadcast is coming to you from the chapel here at the First Baptist Church of Algiers, and we're located at 9559 Florida Boulevard here in Walker, Louisiana, and I give each one of you that hearing me an invitation to come and be with us. Our mailing address, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785, and our website is radiomissions.org. I want to speak this morning about, I've titled the message, As It Was in the Days of Noah. And I don't know if you've ever given much thought to the time that Noah lived in or what it was that he dealt with, but I believe that time was pretty similar to the time we're living in today. So I want to look at it. Maybe it'll give you something to think about in considering seeking the Lord, how the Lord dealt with those then, how the Lord deals with us now. But I want to read you that passage there, starting in Luke chapter 17, verse 26 through 30. And this is Christ speaking. He said, As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise, also as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. Now that should make you think. It should make you think. Now we generally consider this to be a reference to the second coming of the Lord, and I believe it is, but I want to look at it as it applies to sinners rejecting Christ. You know, the Bible tells us there, it says, basically they carried on their life until Noah entered the ark. And then it says the flood came and destroyed them all. You know why the flood destroyed them all? It's because they rejected the truth. They rejected the gospel. They rejected Christ. They said in their heart, I will not have this man to reign over me. Now that's what it all boils down to. They rejected salvation in Christ, and they all perished because of it. And it's the same thing we have today. You're not going to get by except you come to Christ for salvation. Now, I believe that we're in the last days. I truly believe. I believe the Lord could return at any time. And where would that leave you? It would. When the Lord comes, that's going to thrust you into, we might say, the judgment time. It's going to be an awful time. But let's look at Noah's time, what they were doing. I want to look at the people that Christ was speaking about and how they were acting, and look at the world today and see how the world today compares. And we can see that it's not that much difference, if there's any difference at all. Christ said, in the days of Noah, they did eat, they drank, they married, they were given in marriage until the day Noah entered into the ark. They carried on their life like nothing was happening, nothing was expected. They didn't expect anything to happen. It was just another day, another day, another day. They didn't believe what Noah told them. Now, Noah certainly told them the judgment was coming. He told them, but they continued their life as if no judgment was coming. Did you ever think about those people before the flood? I don't think that, well, you know, that was back in the early days of the world, and there was only a few people on the earth at that time. But I don't believe that, because the Bible says that the earth was filled with violence. So if the earth was filled with violence, there had to be somebody there. And the Bible says they all perished. Millions and millions of people died and went to hell. They went to hell. You think, well, the Lord, he wouldn't send them to hell because they didn't know, and one excuse after another. But no, those people are in hell today. Today. None of them were saved. They had all rejected the truth that Noah was preaching, and they went on believing what they wanted to believe. They wouldn't have what Noah told them. They wouldn't believe it. They wouldn't accept it. The Bible tells us that Noah was a preacher of righteousness. He was a preacher. He told them for 120 years. He preached to them. He told them. So what do you think about that whenever you consider that Christ said in these days here is going to be like those days then? How does that align with what you're thinking? You think you're going to get out of this without having to meet Christ in judgment? They went believing what they want. They went on believing what they wanted to. Now today, when we hear the gospel preached in most of the churches, it's so watered down that it can hardly be called the gospel. There's no repentance. There's no sovereignty of God or any of these things in most of the churches. And it's just live a good life, be good as you can, say this prayer, and you're good as anybody. But that's not so. You read your Bible, you look at what it tells you, and it doesn't tell you those things. When you look around today, you'll find that today it's like it was in Noah's time. God's way has been corrupted on the earth. Just like in Noah's time. And I'm going to tell you, there's a limit to what God will put up with. Those people in Noah's time reached that limit, and the Lord cut them off. He sent judgment. And I believe that we are fast approaching God's limit today. And when we reach it, He'll send judgment. Just as certain as He sent it then, He'll send it now. And that's why I tell you, repent, call on the Lord, seek the Lord, reason with Him. If not, you'll be caught in that judgment, and you will not escape. You're not going to get out. God looked at the world in Noah's time. He saw the violence, the wickedness, all that they were doing. He put up with it and put up with it until He couldn't put up with it anymore. What do you think He's thinking right now? I believe He's just about had all He can take, if we can say it that way. In Genesis 6:12, it tells us God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt. Corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. And God said to Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Judgment came. We have account of it here in God's word. It came. The Lord sent it. He destroyed them all. There was violence, killing, robbing, stealing, all manner of sexual immorality everywhere. The way of God was corrupted. Now, let me read this to you again, and you tell me who I'm talking about. Am I talking about Noah, or am I talking about today? There's violence, killing, robbing, stealing, all manner of sexual immorality everywhere. There ain't no difference. No difference. God's way has been corrupted over the earth. In Noah's time, when that happened, the Lord sent the flood. And today, we can expect the same judgment. The Lord has told us there won't be a flood, but it's coming. The Lord told Noah to build an ark to carry life through, to make it right, get us to preserve life. God told Noah he was going to destroy the earth. Told him to build the boat. And Noah set to work. Set about building the ark. Set about preaching the gospel. Calling sinners everywhere to repent, to believe the gospel. He told them judgment was coming. But when it came right down to it, look how many believed. How many? It took him 120 years to build the ark, and for 120 years he preached to the people. What was his message? What did he tell them? He told them, turn from your wicked ways. He told them, seek the Lord. He told them, call on the name of the Lord. He told them that flood, a judgment by a flood was coming. He warned them again and again for 120 years. You here have been warned again and again. Judgment is coming. I'm warning you again today. The things that are happening here are very, very similar to the things of Noah's day. And I want to speak to you, if possible, just like Noah spoke to them. Repent. Turn from your wicked ways. Call on the Lord. You say, oh, well, I ain't that bad a person. It ain't how bad you are. God doesn't look at your sin and say, oh, this person's really bad. Or this other person and say, oh, this one's not too bad. God doesn't look at you in that manner. He groups you all together and says, they're all sinners. All. What does the Bible say? All have sinned and come short. Do you realize who's going to be in hell? Have you ever thought about it? There are going to be thousands, millions of people in hell that were just good people. Good people. People that give you the shirt off their back, help you in any way they can. Good people, but they're going to be in hell. Why? Because they wouldn't look to Christ. They wouldn't come to Christ. They wouldn't forsake the world and flee to Christ. It's not about how bad and wicked you are. Just the fact that you won't come to Christ makes you wicked. Come to Christ. Forsake your wicked way. That wicked way that says, I want what I want, and I don't want Christ. God sent judgment on them in Noah's time. He sent judgment, the flood. He destroyed them all. They were wicked. And I don't believe that they were all extremely wicked, as I just said, but I believe there were plenty of people there. Like I said, they would help you. They would give you the shirt off their back, do anything they could for you. I believe they had those in Noah's time. But they're dead and in hell today because they wouldn't come to Christ. They wouldn't believe. They wouldn't obey. And God sent judgment on them. There's a limit. There's a limit. God sent the flood then, destroy them all, and there is judgment coming today. It's coming. We don't know the day, but it's coming. Noah didn't know the day when he preached to them. But as they saw the ark coming together, getting nearer and nearer to being finished, surely they could think, well, it's getting close. If he's not lying to us, it's getting close. And you can look around today, and you can see what's going on today, and you can say, surely it's getting close. And it is. They weren't much different between us today and them in Noah's time. There's not a big difference. That's why I want to warn you. They had no excuse for their rebellion then. They were all destroyed. They all perished. Not a single one of them made it through. And let me ask you, do you think you're going to get by? You think you'll get through? You're being warned. You're being told, just like Noah told them. Judgment came on them. Do you believe you're going to escape it? I'm here just like old brother Noah, warning you to flee from the wrath to come, to repent, to turn to the Lord. But I look around and I feel just about like brother Noah. I don't see anybody forsaking his sin. I don't see anybody turning to Christ. I see the world as a whole headed out, going down the broad road to destruction. Christ said, "Ye will not come to me that ye might have life." You won't come. If you won't come, do you think you're going to get past the judgment? Do you? You can't bring your wickedness with you into heaven. You can't. If you go to heaven, it'll be just you. You're going to forsake everything else. You have the choice laid before you today, just like it has always been. Come to Christ, forsake all, or hold to the world and go to hell. What you going to do? What you going to do? You don't believe that your wickedness, the wickedness of your life, will send you to hell. You don't believe it. You know, I don't think those people in Noah's time believed it either. We're not that bad. God wouldn't send a flood, destroy all of us, just because old Joe over there, he's such a terrible guy. Are you making excuses for what you're doing? Are you? Look what the Bible tells us. All have sinned. That makes you guilty before God. That makes you guilty. You need a substitute, a redeemer, someone to pay your sin debt. He said, there is none good. No, not one. He said, the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. That was God said that right after Noah came out of the ark. And there was no one there but Noah and his family. And he said, the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. That's Genesis 8:21, if you want to look it up. Where does that leave you? Look at old King David. He said, behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. You can look at mankind any way you want to, from any angle, from any perspective, however you want to do it, and you cannot find any good in man. No kind of way. Now, these things should give you some sort of indication of how you stand before God. You stand before God without hope. In yourself, you have no hope. Your only hope is Christ. You may live a good life. You might be caring and loving and all those things. Maybe everybody that knows you might tell of what a great person you are and how caring and all those things. But before God, it doesn't mean a thing. You're just another sinner. You're another sinner born into Adam's race, another sinner with a depraved, wicked nature. You're no different. All have sinned. Every one of us. Now, you might be able to keep that nature subdued. You might be able to hold it back. You might be able to do many good things for your neighbors, the people around you, who you work with, and all those things. You might be able to do what you consider good. But when God looks at you, he only sees sin. That's all. That's why Christ came and died. Because we can do nothing good of ourselves. We can't. We're not able. It's not in us. Christ calls you to come, confess your sin, repent of your wicked ways, and believe that he died for you. That's the gospel. And that's where the problem is. That's the problem. You can't confess your sin and repent of your wicked ways while you're thinking in your heart, well, I'm not like that. You're thinking, I'm not like that. And you're believing it. And you can't come before the Lord and confess what you don't believe. The average preacher doesn't know his condition before God. He's just like so many others that Satan has blinded and deceived. He doesn't know he's a totally depraved
being.
He's no different than everybody else. He can't see that he's a sinner before God because Satan has blinded his mind, darkened his understanding, and it just doesn't, he can't see it. It's not there. He doesn't understand it. Just like every lost sinner, you can't see it. You'll find that God only saves poor, lost sinners. Lost sinners, poor, blind, naked. That's who the Lord saves. Look in Revelation 3:17, where the Lord gives a good description of a lost sinner. He says, "Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing." Is that you? Is it? You think you have need of nothing? You don't need salvation? You don't need what the Lord is offering you? I'm not a sinner. I'm not bad. I'm not that kind of person. Thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. What does it say? And knowest not. You don't know, you don't see, you don't understand. It doesn't make sense to you. You're blind and deceived before the Lord. Satan has so deceived you that you can't see your condition before God. Now, this doesn't speak of material riches when he says, I am rich and increased with goods. He's not talking about money and houses and land. The Lord's speaking of spiritual riches. He's speaking of salvation. He's telling us the condition of the typical religious person. The typical religious person. And that's what we have today. I have need of nothing. I don't need anything. I've said my sinner's prayer. I'm good, and I'll see you in heaven. Whenever we look at this scripture here in Revelation, this is Christ speaking of the last church, the last one of the letters to the churches, the church of the Laodiceans. This was the church that depicts the last days, the last church. It's us. The Lord's telling us how we're going to be. And it's a very fitting description. Our people are blind, they're deceived. They think they have salvation when they don't. They think they're going to heaven when they die, and they're not. They're deceived. Christ said, as it was in Noah's time, it'll be the same in the time when he comes. Doesn't that mean the same as it was when the Lord comes, so it was in the days of Noah? I believe we can equate that. We can look at Noah's time and see the same thing happening in Noah's time. The people believed they were good, increased with goods, need of nothing, but were blind and deceived by Satan and didn't realize it, didn't know it until the flood came and destroyed them all. I plead with you, wake up. Don't continue down this same road as they did. Wake up, call on the Lord. You say, I don't know if I want to believe all that you're telling me. Well, don't believe me. Take your Bible. Read it yourself. Study it. The people in Noah's time, imagine it had never before rained on the earth. Never had rained before. And the people were living long lives. There were people that were alive 800 years or 900 years. And they all said, well, it ain't never rained in the 800, 900 years I've been here. I ain't never seen no rain. Noah says it's going to rain. That sounds crazy. Another thing I want you to keep in mind. I don't believe they had a Bible in Noah's time. They had word of mouth, and I believe it was accurate. But you have God's word, a written record that God wants you to have. And it tells you these things. It gives you, you might say, as a basis for reference, all the past times where the Lord's prophecies have come to pass. They've all come about. And the Lord has told you judgment is coming. Don't you think the Lord's telling you the truth? Won't you believe him? Why should you believe me? Judgment fell on those people according to God's word, and they're in hell today. They're still in hell even now. What, some 4,000 years ago, still there, still in torment. Don't you think it's worth a little bit of your time to seek the Lord, study the Word, make sure that you're not going to end up there with them? I mean, study the Word yourself. Prove me wrong. But don't just throw it over your shoulder and go on. Noah told them they were sinners before God. He told them judgment was coming. He told them to repent. The same things you're told today, the same message. Now you can believe me, or you can turn and go away. But I'm warning you, just like Noah did, judgment's coming. It's coming. I don't know when, but I know it's coming. You can go down to one of your average churches there on any corner. You can say a prayer. You can be baptized. You can go on with your life. You can go on like Christ said. He said they ate, they drank, they married, they builded, all these things. You can say your prayer, go on and think everything's okay, if that's what you want to do. But my warning to you is, the flood came and took them all away. It destroyed them all. You know, thinking back to that comparison between Noah's time and our time, and comparing our time to Noah's time, today we have that sinner's prayer so prevalent that so many people trust in. I believe they had to have something in Noah's time that they were trusting in. Something. They may have had the same little prayer. Well, I said my prayer and I believe, and I don't believe Noah's knows what he's talking about. There was doubt in Noah's time, just like there is doubt today. But God's word has been true since the Lord has given it to us. We don't have anything else to hold to. We have God's word, and he's given it to us. And it warns us, it tells us, it gives us every opportunity. Come to Christ. Call on the Lord. Plead with him. Repent. All these things. Those people in Noah's time, maybe they say, well, don't worry about him. He's just a crazy old man. Don't worry about what he says. You said your sinner's prayer. Look around you. Ain't nobody else worried about him. Ain't nobody lined up to get in the ark. He's a nut. Just like that First Baptist Church of Algiers, those people are nuts. Is that what you think? Nobody else worried about the preaching? We've all said the sinner's prayer. We all go into heaven. Matthew Henry had a quote, and I forget exactly how it went, but it was something like, the day is coming when we'll see who's right and who's wrong. That day is coming. It's coming. In Noah's time, a whole world full of people died and went to hell. And Christ said it's going to be like that again. Now you think about it, and you tell me how you plan to escape it. A whole world full of people. That's not my opinion. I'm telling you what the Bible says. A whole world full of people. Now, some people would have us to believe that, oh, well, that was those cave dweller people. They were stupid and ignorant and didn't know any better. I don't believe so. I believe they were highly intelligent people. Highly intelligent, well-educated, just like we have today. And these educated people went about contradicting the truth that Noah preached. They contradicted it. They explained it all away. They warped it. They twisted it into something that everybody was happy to hear. They wouldn't have the truth. I'm telling you what the Bible says. And when you understand it, it means that the whole world today is on the road to hell. You can't hardly warp that into something else. You can ignore it if you want to. It's not going to change anything. In Noah's time, no one repented. No one listened. No one got into the ark with Noah. They all died. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? You don't have long to decide. You don't know if you'll be here tomorrow or not. Look to Christ. Call on him. Plead with him. That's your only hope. Our Father, we thank you for another day. Thank you for all thy blessings to us. I thank you, Lord, for thy word. Thank you, Lord, that you give me just a small understanding to see what's coming upon this world. And Lord, just ask that you would have mercy on us and send thy Holy Spirit among us to awaken our people, Lord, and give them grace to believe the gospel. Have mercy on us, Lord. Bless us. Guide us. Keep us through this time. Bring us back tonight. And ask it all in Christ's name and for his sake. Amen.